right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Welcome to the Uncommon Communicator Podcast, where we are here to bring enlightenment to the topic of communication. Today, I want to talk about attachments and detachments. But first, I kind of want to address the elephant that's in the room. A lot of our listeners have asked, you know, what's going on? Certainly, our format has changed. My co-host has chose to go on and do some other things, so we have taken a few weeks to really figure out what we want to do and how we can bring the best value to you, all of our listeners. So moving forward, I've got some fantastic interviews lined up. Authors, innovators, influencers, great speakers, great communicators. And we're going to bring that to you every other week in a podcast. And on the off weeks from that, I'm going to dive a little deeper into those topics so we can better understand and not leave anything on the table. So I look forward to you continuing to be a listener and to check out the Uncommon Communicator Podcast. But please send a note, send a line, check out our website, and let us know your thoughts on this path moving forward. But talking about attachment and detachments, really a topic that has come up recently in regards to being able to detach. Jocko Willink, he calls this ability to detach a superpower. He tells a story when he was a young SEAL and he was able to look, you know, he was able to lower his rifle and look over the whole situation and better assess it. And he was a very young SEAL at the time. And he was able to see what they needed to do. When he looked, everyone had their eyes in their scopes and he was able to detach from that. And it was such a moment where he realized that ability to detach really became a superpower to him as a leader. Now, for me, I've often thought my detachment was a bit of a hindrance at times. I've often struggled to have attachments in some ways, but to be able to detach from the situation, here is work, here is life, here is home. You know, I was able to, in a lot of ways, go to work, do everything that we do at work and come home. And for a long time, my kids didn't even know what I did. I didn't talk about work at home. I came home and I played Legos and Littlest Pet Shop and we just enjoyed life. But that is a form of detachment. And that can be a good thing. Now, Jocko realized that everybody, including himself, tends to use kind of faulty judgment when we let our emotions get in the way. When he removes these variables, the correct decision can become a lot clearer. A tactic he often uses is he calls detaching himself from the situation to see things more clearly. Like when you're faced with a really difficult decision, you just mentally remove yourself from that situation and pretend you're like a bystander offering unbiased advice. This can be very difficult to do. This allows you to see the situation in a new light and oftentimes highlight where you went wrong. It's very similar to, have you ever noticed you can give just fantastic advice to your friends? Look, I do it on this podcast all the time. Give you great advice. And a lot of the feedback that we've got is like, this is great stuff. I've been able to take this and I've been able to change my conversations, my communications. But like a lot of things, it's easy to give that advice, but when it's time to take it for ourselves, we let our emotions, our biases get in the way. Remove the emotions, and then you can make correct decisions. So I've never thought about detaching as being a superpower, but really come into light the idea that I can separate from a situation, I can think about it from a higher level. When you can detach yourself from it, you are able to assess the situation differently. A lot of times with detachment comes the ability to remain calm. And that is probably one of the biggest themes that we see running through our communication is the idea to remain calm. The minute you let your emotions really get the best of you, you're not going to make the best decisions. Now, like in all great things, there's a dichotomy in this. when you talk about having that ability to detach, the reason it's so tough is there's basically a human need for connection. And we have to find ways that we can fill that. Even like when there's no humans around, think about Tom Hanks' character in the movie Castaway. All alone on an island, his best friend became his volleyball, who he called Wilson. He drew a face on it, of course, with blood on his hand, and he made that connection in doing that for that entire time he was there. That became his human connection. I would dare to say that's probably what kept him sane and kept him alive, because we strive and we desire to have these human connections. Now, that's not the type of detachment that we're talking about, but there is some detachment from your emotions. But you have to know this is why it's so incredibly challenging and difficult to do, because it's one of our basic needs of connection. So when we talk about this dichotomy of how we need to be able to detach and know what attachments we need to have for human connection, too much on either side, and that's not a good thing at all. So today, think about your attachments. Think about your detachments and that ability to look above everyone else's head and see the situation from a different view. And look at it as if you're giving yourself advice, like what would I do here? What could I do differently? And when you take these approaches into all of your conversations, that's really one of the keys. One of the things I've heard recently, do you ever know those people that just ramble? They just kind of ramble on and it's like, oh, sorry, I was rambling. A lot of times it's because they don't take the time and think about what they're going to say and how they're going to say it. That's where a little bit of detachment can come in. Separate yourself from those thoughts in your communication, in your conversation, and put your thoughts together and then come at it with an approach that is best for you getting your message across and best for the receiver to actually listen to it. That's all I've got on attachments and detachments. Two very opposite things, but two very important things for us to have in our leadership and in our communication. And that's what I've got for the UC moment today, is really know that you have to have this kind of dichotomy in order and know which way you're going to play your attachments and your detachments. That's all I've got for you. See you. Bye.